it's going to be maybe high as 180 proof, 200 proof, or higher maybe. But it is some good liquor. It's the type of liquor that people used to, when I was a kid, used to sit out in jugs like this water jug here. People gather from miles and miles around, sit around like this and pour them up a glass, sit there and drink it and get in a good spirit, good frame of mind, forget about the trouble and have a big time. Somebody go in and bring out the guitar or, or harmonica, a harp, which we used to call it, and somebody might get on the organ and they just have a jamboree. Just a fine old time, especially like Friday nights and Saturdays. That's the kind of way people used to do when I grew up. It'd be, well, my grandfather, which is my mother's father, which I'm almost going to have to take you down there and let you meet Uncle Bill.
I'd like to.
He was always the center of attraction. It was wherever, as long as my grandfather was alive from the time that I could remember, almost every weekend his house would be just full of people just to listen to him talk. And he would tell some tall tales. And they would drink. They would drink lots of liquor. It was just one big old weekend, you know, starting Friday afternoon and lasting up to Sunday night, late. Then people stagger on off and go on back where they came from, get ready to go to work Monday morning back there. And that seemed like that was just a continuous thing all while he was alive. I just don't remember no weekends when my grandmother's house wasn't full of people. They just come from far and wide. And they just do, it didn't seem like it was the same thing going on all the time, but it was, it was similar. So maybe somebody new would come around, and naturally it would be something maybe somebody new telling a bunch of tales, or tall tales and jokes. Or somebody come along that had maybe a different type of instrument they wanted to try out, or something they wanted singing and things like that. You know, the group used to gather up and sing at my house, out of my grandfather's house, you know, quartet, you know, stuff like that. Dance and gather on. They had a big time.
Anyway, let's go back to that. I want to get back to that. What about, we're talking about low-lying land. Bottoms, did he call it?
Oh, yeah. That bottom land.
Bottom land.
That was it. Bottom land. That was what it was called. Down in the bottom. All of my best corn was taken out of that bottom land down there. That's what they normally used to plant down there. That class corn. That was the kind you bragged about when you got to church Sunday. How well your bottom land was growing off that crop.
What about a kind of land where that they use for a field that might be good for raising grass, or clover, or something like that?
Well, normally those fields, and since that was, well, like, now, as I can remember, my grandfather kind of like had certain layers of land that he did certain things on, which he did strictly just that. And then he would plant certain things on that land to bring the strength of it back. You know, like my grandfather used to plant alfalfa seeds and peas and wheat and something else on some land that he considered was poor. And then the land that he had kind of like